Hey guys, welcome to the Gig Economy podcast episode 187. What are we talking about tonight?
I don't even know the title.
Oh, Uber car seat. How did I forget that? I literally just read the article like a half hour ago.
CRS.
Can't remember shit. So thank you guys for joining us tonight. You can see we have another sexy man on the show, Mr. Gabe, the Gig King. Thank you so much for joining us.
The Gabester.
Yeah, we'll introduce Gabe a little bit more, but first I want you to go to gigeconomyshow.com for all the news and the podcast and everything you need to know about that. You can check out the Thirsty Goose. We are now ambassadors of that, which is amazing. Thanks to our Patreon members, Samson, Steve, Bud, Omar, Delivery Cats, Jamie, Frank, Nate, John, Tom, Jim from Connecticut. Thank you so much for joining us. And then, of course, if you want to join the Telegram, or the, I was reading the word Telegram. I'm Ron Burgundy. I read whatever is on the page. If you want to join Patreon, go to patreon.com/thegigeconpodcast. You get an exclusive piece of merch at the 3 month mark. You get an extra show, which we're doing tonight at 9:10 p.m. And then you get, what else? Oh, ad free episodes. That is on the $10 tier. The $5 tier gets you the pre show ramble. Go ahead and, join that if you want to join the chaos. And then, of course, the Telegram group. This is where we talk shit about gig work and everything else. Gabe is one of the OG members in that group. He's been around probably not as long as Larry, but probably pretty damn close. So, yeah, join that group. So, Gabe, tell us just in 60 seconds, how many rides you have, where you drive the most, and what's your favorite gig that you do?
I think I have like 23,000 between Uber and Lyft. Damn. Drive in the Ann Arbor, Ipsy area, preferably Ann Arbor. Preferably.
Yeah, for sure.
But like, it's part of the Detroit market, so you get pulled everywhere.
Okay. Yeah. So does your, you've talked about how amazing it is over in Ann Arbor, and I'm jealous of some of the stuff that you get. It's very busy over there, and you make a lot of money on Uber Comfort.
Yeah. Yeah. I flipped on that Uber X and rethought about it a couple times.
Yeah. We all think about that when we turn it on.
Yeah. Okay. So the $64,000 question, who's the new Comfort King? Which one of you guys is the new Comfort King?
Ooh, I think it
would be me. I don't know the last time Jesper drove.
Oh, I thought he was talking about me. I was
between you and Jason. You and Jason.
I drive way more than Jason.
Yeah, you definitely do drive more than me.
Except for I don't do those long days like you where you get like 20 something, 30 something rides.
Yeah. Well, I'm doing a quest. That's all I do is ride share. I don't really do anything else like you do DoorDash at lunchtime and stuff like that. But yeah. Well, so Gabe joining us tonight, and I want to hear some stories from the road. I didn't work, so I don't have any. So what about you, Larry?
I didn't work much. I'm still recovering from being sick. I still got a bunch of congestion. So I think I went out Saturday for the first time, in a week. No, wait a minute. That's not right. When I go out Monday, I guess. Went out Monday, I think, for a little while. But anyway, didn't have anything crazy, but I did have one passenger. I've had her before. She's probably early 40s. She's something you can tell something is a little off. I don't know if she is maybe a little challenged, but just different, a little different, but super sweet lady. And picked her up from Walmart. She had not a lot of stuff, maybe like six bags of stuff, and then like a couple boxes with maybe a little light bookcase or something in it. But anyway, and her back was hurting her like really super bad. So I loaded all her stuff in the trunk. And then when we got to her place, she lives on the second story of this apartment complex. So I offered to carry her stuff up for her. Like I said, she was in extreme pain, but super, super sweet lady, and carried up. And she was just so thankful. And I know a lot of times we're like, you know, you don't want to carry people's stuff. You don't want to go up to the second floor. You're like, I need to get, you know, I want to get driving. This is wasting my time. But sometimes it's good to go, you know, do a little extra for somebody. She was, again, so appreciative. I mean, she literally kissed my hand when I got to
the- I don't know about that.
She was so thankful. And then she gave me a $10 tip.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
And, so yeah, just a reminder that sometimes, you know, sometimes, it's not always about the money. You know, sometimes just do something to kind of have a little humanity.
Yeah. I mean, you gotta do the right thing. I mean, what did it take you? Like an extra, like 3 minutes?
Three, four minutes.
Most. Yeah. So it's totally worth it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Super sweet lady.
Well, that's good. But
yeah. Nothing crazy. And, hopefully I'm on the mend. Yeah. I've got rid of my pink eye from both eyes finally. And
I didn't know you had pink eye.
Oh man, I was sick. I had like the flu, and like last Wednesday morning, I was still sounded rough, didn't I, Jason?
Oh
I
yeah,
sounded rough. But by Wednesday night, I was feeling better. Woke up Thursday morning with pink eye in my left eye. Woke up Saturday morning with pink eye in my right eye. It's been a thing.
I'm not laughing at you.
No, laugh at me. Go ahead. Okay. It's pretty funny. It's pretty damn funny.
I just feel like the last 6 months, Larry, you've just had.
It has been one thing after another.
I mean, but nothing like you can't recover from, but just like kind of annoying.
But I mean, you know, shout out to our friend Janet. She came down, she went on another trip and got COVID again.
Janet has like the worst luck. She's like one of those people that are super nice and you don't want to see anything bad happen to her.
Exactly.
And then she gets COVID twice.
Yeah, in 6 months.
Yeah. Oof.
Gabe, do you have any stories just off the top of your head? I mean, you could tell your Instacart one. I mean, that's we usually tell about rider stories, but yeah.
Gosh. Well, I did have a rider the other night who, you know, I don't do the late night drives like you guys do. And so I was like, oh, I'm going to finish a couple. And I pull up and this guy comes out and he gets in the car and he's like, man, I'm so drunk. And I'm like, oh no.
Red strike one.
Right. And so you're like, oh shit. And I don't have puke bags in my car anymore because I don't drive at night.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm like, oh gosh, hopefully this is quick. No, it was like 32 miles, 38 minutes. So it didn't give me the warning. And I'm like, oh man,
that's a long time.
Right. And I'm like, oh, and he's like, he was fine. Actually, he was like, can you do me a favor? And I was like, sure. What's up? He's like, can you play some Iron Maiden? I'm a guitarist. And I was like, sure. So we played like one song. And then he's like, actually, can you play like the greatest? And I was like, okay, what's that? He's like, Metallica. He sang the entire time while talking to me about his horse farm that his wife got him into. And then like, he's like, I'll tip you really good because you're probably not going to get a ride. And I'm like, no, it's like 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
I'm in the middle of nowhere in Jackson. Like, it's not going to happen.
Right.
So, but you know how we all get those. I'm going to tip you really good in the app. Don't worry. Yeah. And then I'm like driving and I'm like irritated because I'm like, fuck, if I wouldn't have taken this ride, I could have just been home already. And then it popped up like $25 tip. And I was like, oh
sweet.
Wow.
Like, okay. So I got like, you know, I got sung to. Some Metallica, and he jammed out in the back, and he was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then Instacart, it's always something interesting. I had a triple order, and I went to go drop off. They just ordered alcohol, and they weren't home. So I had to wait 10 minutes to even start the cancellation process. Like, that's the thing that sucks about Instacart. You have to wait 10 minutes, and then you have to contact support, and then they will put you on hold while they contact. Jeez. So I'm like 10 minutes in. Now I'm 15 minutes in. And she's like, okay, I got to cancel. Go ahead and go. So I went, finished the other two, went, picked up my daughter, went to go return the alcohol. And Kroger's like, no, we don't take alcohol. So he's like, pour it down the sink, send us a picture of the empty bottle, and we'll give you $20 for your time and taking it back. And I'm like, okay. It's a pain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, at least you got the $20. So obviously you're in Michigan. I am too. I don't know this. Do any stores take alcohol back? Back?
Total Wine will.
Oh, Total Wine.
Yeah. I've had like a Uber Eats alcohol delivery before that I've returned.
Yeah. Some of them will. Yeah, I think a lot of them don't want to.
His ID was expired. As soon as I pull up, the guy, he's walking out down the driveway. He's like, hey, my ID's expired. I hope that's not a problem. I'm like, yeah, you dumb shit. Yeah, it's a problem. It's a big problem. See ya.
So on a serious note, is that a big problem though? Really?
What's that?
I mean, expired. Like, I mean, he's 21. It's got.
Yeah, because you have to put it in the app.
Oh, do you,
you have to scan it. You have to scan the ID.
Yeah, that's right.
And it will pop up like their name, their birthday, it will not accept date, expiration.
I tried scanning his ID.
Well, you just all you do to make sure you get that delivery, you just say ID won't scan, and then just put in your own expiration date. It's all good.
And on that off chance that you're getting stored or something.
Yeah, right. Yeah. No, I would not advise anyone to do it, but I forgot about the scanner. Fucking technology.
You'd be amazed, though. People will walk up and be like, I got a picture of it on my phone. Can you take that? And I'm like, no.
No.
Yeah.
No can do.
Yeah, I'm sure. I have not experienced, but I'm sure there's teens that try to scam their, you know, take their mom's ID and stuff like that. I'm sure that happens every day.
Oh, yeah. You'll get people that come to the door that don't have an ID, and they'll be like, they'll bring you someone else's, and you're looking at them and like looking at the ID, and they kind of look at you and they're like, is there a problem? I'm like, yeah, where's this person at? They're like, oh, they're in the kitchen. I'm like, okay, well, can you send them to the door? Like, I'm not trying to make it difficult, but.
Right.
Yeah. Need to see them.
All right, before we jump in gig economy in the news, I just want to thank Kim Side Money Plans. Where is my logo? There it is. Live with Kim Side Money Plans. She has been a YouTuber for a long time, full-time gig worker, mostly DoorDash, huge following on YouTube, and just started a podcast. Go to Kim Side Money Plans. Anywhere that you download podcasts, you can listen to her. She streams on – I got a burp in here. I cannot get out. There we go. Sorry, Kim. It was like stuck in my throat. She streams Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern. And then she does another show on Wednesdays too, but I think that's with somebody else. But yeah, check her out. Subscribe to her channel. Download the podcast. And that would make me very happy. All right. Gig comedy news. Just like I said, the title. there's not much to this article. And there's a lot of ads on it. So it's Uber car seat. I mean, I feel like Pete needs to be on this episode. He's been on like the last three, and he's just. He's not on tonight. And I feel
Pete.
I know. I feel like this is the perfect one for him. But basically, there wasn't a ton about. They just announced this newest service, Uber Car Seat. Now Ubers will be given the option to ride with a car seat available for their kids. It's only rolling out right now. It's in New York and Los Angeles, which I'm guessing it will not come to Grand Rapids or probably anywhere in Michigan. Maybe Detroit. I don't know.
Yeah, my market.
Over there. Uber has partnered with the car seat company Nuna, which is based in Pennsylvania, to supply car seat rides with the Nuna Rava car seat. But it doesn't really say anything like how, like, do you have to buy
no details.
No details. Yeah, I mean, there may be other articles, but I'm just pulling this one that I found. Like, where do you buy it? Is Uber paying for it? Which I'm sure they're not. But and how much more you're going to get paid to do that? I don't know.
Yeah.
And then is it our responsibility to make sure the kids buckle? Like, there's so much that can go wrong with this.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we obviously, we won't have it in this market either. We don't even have comfort. So I don't have to worry about it. But yeah, I don't think it'd be worth the hassle.
I mean, money talks. I mean, if they were going to say, we're going to give you an additional $10 per ride, I'm like,
yeah,
okay. That would be doable.
Yeah, yeah. I might deal with a little kid.
Down with that.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, if you're going to get like, you know, a buck,
yeah,
you know what I mean? It's just not worth the hassle. And then what happens if you get other people that need to sit in there? Like, are you just strictly doing baby rides all day? Is there going to be a car seat baby tier that you can turn on? Like Uber Pet, Uber Baby?
It filterized by
that's how you baby. That's how you you flesh out the pedophiles. The Gig Economy Podcast will be back after a quick break.
You love listening to podcasts, but have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? Maybe you want to build a brand, grow your business, or are looking for an excuse to talk about your favorite hobby. Whatever your reason for making a podcast, Buzzsprout is the place to start. Since 2009, Buzzsprout has helped over 300,000 people launch their own podcasts. Buzzsprout walks you step by step through the whole process and will give you powerful tools to start, grow, and monetize your podcast. Ready to get started? Click the link in the show notes to get our free step-by-step guide to starting your podcast today.
I feel like you would have to be at least an Uber XL.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, because I wouldn't want to ride around with a car seat.
Yeah, what are you supposed to do? Put it in your trunk and then just
And then what if I get people
whenever you need it?
Yeah, what if I get people with luggage and like, sorry, your suitcase goes in your lap because I do Uber car seat.
Well, my guess is it's going to be a quick release one, but it's still going to take a spot up. You're still going to have to unbuckle that little release platform or whatever. They've made it a lot easier since I had kids, but still the platform would stay in there. You'd still have to remove that.
Yeah. It wouldn't. Time is money.
It would have to be. That'd have to be a significant incentive to.
But then,
me to do that.
But then, Larry, would you want to just take screaming kids all day long?
Oh yeah, that's just
what I
nightmare
do.
Nightmare from hell.
Yeah.
Not all day.
In your big bus.
Yeah, not all day long, thank goodness. Although the kids that I have had, they haven't been a problem. They've never really, cried or whatever. And you got the Oculus tablet.
I tell you what, on this 4.5 hour trip from St. Louis I just did, my son's cat meowed the entire time.
No.
Like he is one of the most vocal cats you'll ever meet. His name's Garfield. He meows. I mean, finally, about 3 hours in, I think he kind of went to sleep. But for the first part of the trip, I mean, it's like he will meow like 15 times a minute.
Oh my gosh.
I would have it doesn't really bother me as much. I'm good at tuning people out. It was driving my son crazy.
Was that the cat meowing when I came on?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yep, that's the one my wife was talking about. She's like, you want me to put him up since you're getting ready to do the podcast? Because he's out here meowing.
Nah, it's all good. Yes. I have my dogs down here. I was thinking about putting a dog cam so people can watch the dogs while we're podcasting. Although I think he left. That was Franklin. But anyways, so yeah, no, we're not going to do Uber car seat. Probably won't come here, but I think it's ridiculous to do it. I mean, can we just slow our roll with adding so many damn services? I don't know. It's just stupid.
Well, they want to monopolize everything.
Yeah.
Party buses and helicopters and
yeah.
Everything.
I think the helicopters is just like a PR thing just to get people talking about it. You know what I mean? Like, it can't be a viable service.
I don't, in like LA, New York.
Yeah, New York. I can see it like people going to the airport.
Yeah.
Something like that. You're on the other side of town. For sure. Having to go through all that traffic. Something like that might be feasible. And you imagine it'd be somebody that'd be pretty wealthy would be using that kind of service, but not widespread, I would think.
Larry, tell us about this undercover operations, which we've seen before. I got a video for this. So,
okay. This happened in down in South Florida. So they did a sting in Miami, I guess. And they were looking to arrest fake Uber and Lyft drivers. So you have people down there who are just showing up and soliciting rides. And then some of them even have Uber and Lyft stickers, which we all know is not hard to get if you want them.
Of course.
You can find them on eBay, I think.
Yeah.
Or you used to be able to print them out offline. They ran this operation and arrested a lot of people. There was one guy there that it was the second time he had been busted. So they actually like impounded his car. And I think that they said you get two tickets and they're pretty hefty tickets. I forget how much they said.
You want to play the video?
Yeah, let's go ahead. Yeah. Two violations of $1,000 each plus their vehicles are impounded.
Wow.
That's pricey. That's
pretty hefty. Yeah.
Uber and Lyft drivers, some fake, were busted this weekend at Miami International Airport soliciting rides. It's illegal, unregulated, and dangerous. Miami-Dade commissioners recently amended their ordinance to make the penalties for those caught more severe.
Local 10 investigator Jeff Weinseer had a front seat for the latest undercover operation.
It is Saturday morning before the sun is even up.
We have gone so far 4 vehicles already, and we started here at 6 o'clock in the morning.
At Miami International Airport, the latest undercover sting is on.
These are individuals that actually comes to the Miami International Airport. They lower the window, they solicit without the insurance and without the permits that is required for Miami-Dade County.
This is a joint operation between Miami-Dade's Passenger Transportation Regulatory Division and Miami-Dade Police.
They come here in the morning, they come in the afternoon, they come at night.
Do they know they're not supposed to be here?
Of course, yes. Yes, you can see them on their faces.
This driver was already busted once. He was issued a trespass warning, ordered not to come back to the airport unless he was getting on a plane. But here he is again, back at work. And this time, he is placed in handcuffs.
These people, we don't know their background. We don't know if they're felons. We don't know if they have a driver's license. We don't even know if they have insurance in this vehicle. I don't want our residents and tourists to be harmed by people that we don't even know who they are.
The driver of this blue Elantra had fake Uber and Lyft signs in the windshield.
They're buying online to get the attention of the consumer and make it more official.
If you get in the car with him, the ride is not tracked as it would be if you use the app.
Why not do it the right way?
No ask you.
He refuses to talk to us, claiming he's done nothing wrong.
The soliciting of passengers without...
It will be extremely costly to those busted here.
Each of these drivers getting two citations, two civil violation notices of $1,010 each. Plus their vehicles are impounded. Since January 2023 to today, we have done 28 undercover operations. And a total of 102 vehicles have been impounded.
Oh my God, this driver says in Spanish over and over. John Osler tells us he's scared and only solicited at the airport after a pickup was canceled.
These people are just trying to make a living. What do you say to that?
Actually, they can make a living legally.
That means a county license, a vehicle inspection, training, a background check, proof of insurance.
I'm sorry?
I'm trying to go to Miami.
Okay, how much we need to pay?
As we showed you last month, legit cab drivers at Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International.
Okay, so some of that stuff at the end, like how much you willing to pay? Like, that's weird.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, and it's funny though. They're talking about some of the things that they say they don't have. You know, they mentioned training. Like, really, did
what
did
training we get, did we get?
Did we get training?
Yeah.
But it is kind of scary if you think about it. You get in a car with a driver. You don't know, like I said, they don't know if they're insured. So if you get in a wreck, you might not be covered. Yeah. You might not have any kind of insurance. You might be, you know, in really bad shape if you were in a serious accident. And you don't, like I said, you don't know who they are. You're not tracked. If they're somebody's wanting to do bad things, nobody's going to know where you're at. I mean, just a bad situation. Yeah. Even if they have a Lyft and Uber sticker, you know, don't go for somebody who's trying to solicit a ride. Make sure that it's a driver that you've been matched with on the app for sure.
Yeah, I think it's weird that people would just do that anyways. Like in the today's world, like are they thinking they're going to save a buck or I guess.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's what everybody's like. They want to save a buck. They're like, oh, well, yeah, I'll just pay you what, what you would normally make and cut out the middleman. You know, they a lot of times they act like they're trying to help you, but they're trying to save a buck.
Yeah, it's just strange. That's he said they need to make money the legal way. Well, we don't make money, so that's why they're doing it off. Like, why wouldn't they just do it through Uber if they, you know, I mean, I think the motivation is just to make cash. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. What other than if they can't get on the regular apps?
Yeah, but man, those are some hefty fines. I mean, one time and that and your car impounded. Yeah, $2,000 and then your car impounded. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
That would deter me, I think.
So, Gabe, you pick up you drop off at Detroit, right? You never hang around there. You bust out of there. Or will you hang around at the Detroit airport?
No, I don't hang around, but I will get requests when I'm dropping off.
Yeah.
I always, like, there can be 50 cars in queue, mm-hmm. and I am dropping off, and I will get requests that pop up. Well, and go ahead.
Yeah, they give you the priority since if you're dropping somebody off, then they'll give you a ride out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know they've done that. I know for quite a while, I believe. Hmm. If you're dropping somebody off, I think you get priority to
over the people
up.
In the queue.
Yeah. I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Yep. Interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah, because I had that happen.
You explain that. You know,
I had like four. They kept popping up the other day, and I just kept declining as I was driving. You know, to drop them off, and then I actually was almost out of the airport and I got one to go back in.
Mm-hmm.
And I did circle back around and get that one though, because it was going back to Ann Arbor. So I'm like, oh yeah. Hey,
damn. That's awesome.
Nice. Nice.
So most of them, if they're not going back to Ann Arbor, you're like, no, thanks.
No, I'm not. Like I've done one time where I was like, okay, like ride roulette. Let's see where I go today. And I dropped off and then ended up taking somebody to Detroit. And on the way there, she goes, honey, you don't need to take a ride right now, just turn your app off and go out a little bit and then turn your app back on. And I was like, oh shit, where am I dropping off at? You know?
Yeah.
And then I kept going further and further. And finally I was like, you know what? I have no clue where I'm at. So I looked and I was like, I'm like an hour and a half from home.
Oh,
yeah. Yep. I know what you're talking about. I've done that in Nashville before.
Yeah. That's the thing though, with some of these markets, like Detroit market is so huge.
Yeah.
Like, and people on a, like once a week, twice a week, take hour long, you know, hour long trips. And you're just like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those long rides don't pay much anymore. So I haven't done a long trip in a, I think the longest trip I did recently was to Holland. Travelers ended up in other states. Oy. Oh, no, thank you.
I've done like Ann Arbor to Chicago. Oh. That was something.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably what, 5 hours?
Like three and a half.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause that's, it's straight shot on 94. Yeah. And I honestly pulled up and I'm like, oh, it's the train station, you know, and it didn't say 45 minutes or anything.
Oh yeah. Those are the ones that surprise you when they don't tell you.
Uh-huh. And she comes up alligator tears and I'm like, yeah. Just like, what's going on? And she's like, I need to go to Chicago. The other driver couldn't do it. Can you? And I was like, Chicago, you know, I'm like, hold on. And I'm pulling up my map and I'm like, putting it in Google real quick before I click to accept it, you know, to start it. And I'm like, how long of a trip is that? And I'm like, oh. And I turn back around and she's just tears coming down her face. Aww. And I'm like, yeah, get in before I change my mind. Let's go. It was cool. Cause she talked the entire time with me, which is nice, you know, when they talk.
Yeah.
It sucks when it's a long trip and they don't say anything but sleep and you're just like, okay.
No, I'm fine if they sleep. I always, like I said, last show, I said, you know, when Larry had that one to wherever, 2 hours Nashville, right?
Yeah. Lexington.
Yeah. I just tell them I'm going to put my headphones in. I'm going to listen to a podcast and you just let me know if you need anything.
Yeah. She didn't say anything after.
Oh yeah. That was the dog hooker.
The dog hooker. Jason's convinced she was a call girl. Yeah. I don't think so. I really don't. I don't know.
Yeah, who thinks they're dogs?
He's having a fantasy over there.
You're into some weird stuff over there, my friend.
Yeah, I am, unfortunately. All right. So this next one, again, it kind of is repetitive, but this is a passenger just berating a driver. Again, when we see these videos, we don't know what happened before or after. But if you hear at the beginning, it sounds like they were in the car for like 55 minutes. So another long trip, but clearly it went wrong.
Keep it up, please. Keep it up.
I will.
Good. Keep
respect
it up.
Respect is earned and deserved.
Yeah, but you haven't given none.
Go now. Go back.
Respect is earned.
And when are you going to give some, sir? When?
I'm sick and tired of
you. I've been in this car for 50 fucking minutes. When have you respected me as a passenger? When? I got it here. I asked you, can you turn your music down? You turned the fucking shit up even more. Nobody should have to ask you that.
You feel so entitled.
Yes, I feel entitled because I'm a passenger.
You're a passenger, but this is...
And this is your job.
It's not my job.
It's your job.
It's my car.
Be fucking professional.
I can kick you out of the car anytime I want to.
Guess what?
I don't work for anybody.
Then you do whatever the fuck you need to do.
I don't work for anybody. Please. I work for myself.
Okay. Keep on.
No, I can kick you out of... It's my car.
Okay.
Please, see, no words. Don't be quarreling with her, please. Just go.
Go you like black Americans, you feel so entitled. Over what?
The next right.
Lazy ass motherfuckers.
Ooh, yes, yep.
Go get some job. Mm-hmm. You like to live on welfare. My tax money is taking care of you. Oh, if you don't know
wow.
Fool.
Keep it up.
Bullshit.
Yep.
If you're dealing with other persons, don't fuck that shit.
Okay, so that was only a minute in. It's like a 3-minute video. So, again, he's just, I don't even know why he's continuing it. Just
if he was so upset, why didn't he just stop the ride?
Exactly.
Exactly. Like, yeah. Exactly.
Maybe he didn't think he was going to get paid for what he had already traveled.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. It would be interesting, like you said, as we always say, it'd be interesting to see the whole video from, you know, the time they get in to, she said she asked him to turn down the radio right when they got in and he turned it up. I mean, that's a dick move there.
I mean, he did seem a little like he wasn't trying to defuse it.
No, he was like, he seemed pretty agitated.
Like if
when he said my car too, when she said that.
Yeah. If you're going to continue the ride, you should try to defuse it. You shouldn't egg somebody on.
Yeah, and I don't know where the whole welfare thing came out of the blue.
Yeah, that was strange too. He was like, yeah. "I pay for you," blah blah blah. I'm like, why are you saying that? I don't understand that.
Just in the ride. If you get in a situation like that and you can't defuse it, just be polite about it. Pull over to a gas station somewhere safe.
Yep.
Your ride's over. You can call another ride.
Kick on
another car.
See, that's what I don't understand. Out of all the rides I've given, mm-hmm. I've kicked two people out. Two.
Yeah, I've kicked zero. I've never kicked somebody out of my car.
Oh, I've probably kicked about five out.
But now, there's some I haven't taken.
Yeah. But like two. I've kicked two. So I don't like when people post and they're like, I had to kick this out or I have a problem with this. I'm like, what are you doing?
Exactly. Yeah. Now, I had one I would have kicked out, but I was on the interstate and I wouldn't kick him out. He would not stop trying to turn my dash cam. He had a problem with my dash cam. And he kept turning it. I was like, dude, you touched the camera again. This is not going to go good.
Yeah. So we have another video that's this will be more traditional, the one we see as far as what we deal with. But before we talk about that, Larry's going to, again, we're talking about the Minnesota-based rideshare company trying to fill the gap for Minneapolis. So
if you didn't listen, if you weren't tuned in last week, the city of Minneapolis, their government has passed a minimum wage law for rideshare drivers. And so Uber and Lyft has said, unless they change that, as of May 1st, they are withdrawing their services from the city. So this story is about a company named Moov, M-O-O-V. It's a new rideshare company, like really new. Like reading through the app here, he started this like 3 weeks ago.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. He said less than 3 weeks ago, about 17, 18 days ago, we went and started the company. And this is a guy, he was born in Afghanistan. He moved over here when he was a kid, him and his family. And he said, you know, he hopes to, it'll be, as they always say, you know, a more driver friendly app. They're planning on paying the drivers 80% of the profits. And he said he was going to focus on doing more background checks to make it safer for passengers. It'll be interesting to see how this goes. It says he's had about 100 people sign up for it so far. But this is what's going to happen if Uber and Lyft actually go through with it and withdraw from Minneapolis. We're going to see, I don't know, 5 or 10 companies try to fill that void.
Yeah. So I went to their website and they have a donate button and you go to donate and it's like it's under GoFundMe. Yeah. His goal is $250,000. He's raised $100.
Yeah. He said he would need that to keep operational for the next 6 months.
Well, this is not going to happen.
No, things are not looking good. And, I mean, some of these other companies that have been kind of regional companies, I think they have a better shot, but absolutely. You started your company 3 weeks ago. That's gonna be
there's so many bugs and like you haven't even had any problem like issues to work around yet.
And he has no capital.
Right.
Yeah, with no capital. Like that $250,000, even if he could get it, he's gonna burn that up in a week.
Yeah.
I mean, you got insurance, you got licensing, you got all that stuff. So
yeah, and you're gonna try to do more background checks. I mean, those things cost.
Yeah. Yeah. When you go to the website, it just basically a driver and rider sign up form. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So, yeah, I'm good luck.
Oh, can I be the only customer support person? He's going to be doing it all.
Yeah.
He's going to be driving. He's going to be answering. Hold on. I got to take
this. Yeah. Can I pull over?
Drive. Put this on speaker while I'm driving.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm always liking competitors with Uber and Lyft, but this will not be one. Who wants to bet that they don't make it? Everyone's like, yeah, I'll take that bet that they don't make it.
Right. Yeah. No, there's too many things. I'm all for if somebody wants to come in and they have something that can be mutually good for both the driver and the company and the rider, then great. But starting something 17, 18 days ago, there's no way you would even be able to get everything set up in time.
Yeah. And he's had 100 signups and it says Minnesota has 10,000 rideshare drivers.
Yeah. Well, you see where it said too, they have like 40,000 rides per day.
Yeah.
Damn. That's crazy. So, Well, I mean, I wish them well, but like I said, like we talked about the other show too, is like it's you got to advertise to the riders. People are not just going to go in this random company. It's just like the brand Kleenex, right? When you grab a tissue, you say, "Can you give me a Kleenex?" You know what I mean? Yeah. Because mm-hmm. it's brand name. That's it. And Uber and Lyft are a brand name, and they're exactly. Gonna, yeah. If you're going to get to the people, you got to spend a shit ton of money on advertising.
Yeah, so there'll be one or two, if they do actually, you know, pull out of the sea, there'll be one or two that make it big, fill in that void, but I don't think it's going to be this one.
Yeah, no. Traveler thinks they won't leave. I think they will. They did in Austin, and this city isn't going to hurt them that much, I don't think. I think Austin probably hurt them quite a bit. You know, I don't know the time or length of how long they were out, but I'm feeling like they're going to leave. But. All right, this next one is one I was talking about. This one's shorter, this video, and you guys are just going to cringe when you watch it because, like, we've all been in this situation. So enjoy this person.
Yeah.
Here, yeah, take that exit. Yeah, take it. Okay, Uber, bitch. You're not getting a fucking tip.
Hey, wow. This is my second ride of the day. This is wonderful.
Fucking hit. You she, bitch, a fucking tip. I'm going to fucking cut your dick off. Who the fuck hired the Uber? Who the fuck called the Uber?
Well, Uber a pure.
Who called the Uber?
You guys have
because
a wonderful
I'm about
night.
To pick what his
you
tip is
from my car, bro.
With his bullshit.
I think you missed
does he want a $20 cash tip or does he
want? I
want
you out of my car.
I have a better.
Oh, I'm gonna fucking give you the worst review ever. Geez, you are the shittiest.
It's a good thing it's not your account.
She didn't.
Yes, man. It's a good thing that
Jesus.
You don't even know.
Sorry, man. Have a good night.
You fucking suck. You suck. God. You suck. That's what.
Oh, wow. Jesus, Jenny.
Oh, my goodness. She is one obnoxious drunk lady.
But, yep. But I've totally had girls like that just raving and just ranting.
Really?
I think the girls are the worst.
Knock on wood, I can't remember one that was that bad.
Really?
I would have put her out of the car.
Oh, really?
That would have been one I would have stopped and said, yeah, as soon as she starts, you know, and on like she did on him and yeah, calling him a Uber bitch and I'm going to cut your dick off. And we got like, oh, it's over. Yeah. Sorry. Sorry, man. Wow. I'm sorry. Sorry for the guy. He was trying to defuse it and settle her down. But I'm like, dude, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to get another ride because she is out of control.
Well, I think he did end it, right?
I don't know if he actually officially ended it. I think they got
to their destination.
Yeah, because he said, oh, you missed our stop a little bit or something like that. So I don't know, but
you've had them that bad.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. I haven't.
What? I haven't either. Well, who are you guys picking up? Like all the kids from the Christian school?
We got Riz, man. They don't give us trouble like you do.
Do not. How dare you use that word? You're an old man.
Hey, but I deal with college kids all the time.
Yeah.
I have to explain these words to my wife all the time. She's like, what? She'll come and ask me. She's like, what does this mean? I'm like, oh, that's what this means. She's like, oh, okay, thanks.
Yeah. Like, I don't think Larry and I have ever had the issues that you've had. Like, you've had what? The lady about your music, or she was being a jerk about the music.
No.
The guy who hit your window.
Yeah. That was, well, I made a comment in the group where I said, there it is, be professional, because that guy said that to me too. Be professional. You're a professional driver, but he was drunk. But I do have issues. Like most of my issues were early on. I don't know. Maybe I just attract weirdos or something. I have no idea. But
Traveler says he doesn't go out at night because the freaks come out at night. And that is very true. Although I've had a couple of the weirdest people I've had have been in the middle of the day.
Yeah. Yeah. I just still can't believe you haven't had that, Gabe, with all those rides. I mean, you used to drive late night every night.
Oh, man. I loved it. Well, I loved it because I had stories, but nobody ever talked to me like that except for the girl I kicked out.
Yeah.
She was throwing trash all over my car. And I was like, make sure you pick that up when we get to your spot. She's like, no, it's your car. And I was like, oh, the ride's done. Like, you're not going to keep throwing sandwich toppings all over the back. Like, oh. Here you go. We stopped and I got out, picked it all up and put it by your feet. Like, no, have your daddy order you another ride.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, you guys are more professional than me, especially Larry. Well, you fucking live in a college. You drive college kids.
And part of it could be CRS too. I mean, I could have blocked the trauma from my mind, you know.
Well, I also haven't had, when I say I've had girls like that, it's a little hot. I haven't had anyone like threaten to assault me. Like, I mean, that's a little extreme, but I've had ones just like, oh, you're not a great driver, blah blah blah, and the boyfriend's trying to. Yeah. You know, stop her. And then I think to myself, boy, you're with that girl. This is what she does when she drinks. Boy, good luck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I've had a few like that. They were a little out of control or causing, you know, trying to cause trouble in one way or another. I mean, I remember having one and you could tell her and her boyfriend were in a fight that night, not having it. She was not talking to him. She talked to me the whole way. She started putting on Spotify, putting on these really raunchy songs on the radio on her Spotify and sing along with them. It's like, oh man. And she was just really being tough. And he was getting madder and madder every time she would talk to me.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, don't drag me in the middle of this.
Like I've had, you know, boyfriends, girlfriends fight and say stuff where I'm just like,
whoa. Yeah.
Or you get the person who ordered it and they're like, please don't give me a bad rating.
Yes. Yeah. Well, there was a, I don't know if, I think it was on Reddit somewhere, but people are asking, who knows, it doesn't matter where I was from, but like, how do you rate when you have a group of people and the person that's being the jerk or the asshole isn't the account owner? How do you rate? And I'm like, 1 star, get better friends. Like, if you're acting like that, like, I'm sorry. Like, if you don't like the 1 star, then maybe control. I mean, it's not their job to control their friend, but clearly we all have that one friend. I'm probably it. That's a complete dick sometimes. And they're like, hey, bro. Like, but I mean, that's my point is like, don't hang out with that person if they are going to lose control in an Uber. What do you guys think about that?
I don't. I've had some people where I'm like, oh. But I don't rate them bad.
Really?
Yeah, I don't. Like, it's unfortunate. And I think sometimes I take the higher ground. Like,
oh, you say I'm taking the low ground when I rate them?
It's up to however you decide for that, Jason.
Ouch.
I was saying, like, you know, sometimes when you go out, maybe your friends never acted like that. And then
I'm sure. Yeah, you're right. And you know what? Honestly, I would probably skew it if that the account owner was trying to be like, calm them down. You know what I mean? Like making an effort to be like, hey, this is out of control. You're disrespectful, whatever. I would take that in consideration for sure. But if
Janet comes to your rescue there.
Yes. Jason. And Traveler said he laughed at get better friends. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Get better friends. Talk to your friends about acting. I mean, I have been drunk, like so drunk at times, and I've never acted like an asshole. Like I've just like I know what I'm doing for the most part. I mean, maybe other people are different. I don't know. But yeah, absolute 1 star. Janet, she's my ride or die. Let's go. All right, moving on. This is Larry. I'm excited. I did not read this article specifically because I wanted to see what the actual numbers were. This is where we're talking about tipping and who tips the most and all that stuff.
Yeah, so they have an article called The United States of Tipping, and they have a map that shows which states tip the best. I guess this was done by Lyft, it looks like.
Yes.
So this is a guess. If you haven't looked, what city do you think you guys would guess would have the best tips just off the top of your head?
Ooh.
Somewhere in the Midwest.
I'm going to say Florida. What city? I'm going to say Orlando.
Okay. On this one, they said that Las Vegas.
Oh.
I can see that.
I can see that.
Yeah, people at the casinos, they're usually having a good time. It's weird. People at the casinos, even when they lose a little money, they're still usually in a pretty good mood unless they, you know, cashed out their house and bet on the Rocket game or something.
The Rocket game.
Yeah, so Las Vegas, Denver, Seattle, San Diego, San Francisco are the top ones. And then the absolute worst was Baltimore. And then it just says New Jersey. All of New Jersey. No particular city. Oh. All New Jersey.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. Miami, Philadelphia, and Atlanta. Those are the lower ends of the tip. And then that they break it down to like what time of day, what days you tip the most. And even, I mean, this is pretty in-depth article, shows like
it is
where riders are going, you know, where their destination is and who tips more. So it looks like as far as where people are going for their destinations, if they're going to a hotel somewhere, it shows that they tend to tip more, which is understandable because you're usually going on vacation.
I think business people tip.
Or business people too, yeah. Because they're a lot of times they're not even paying for the ride. Their company is, so they don't mind throwing on a tip. So, yeah. And obviously it says tourists tip quite a bit more than the local riders usually do. And also airport, to and from airport tend to tip more.
Yeah. So the Taylor Swift effect, this was what I was excited about.
Yes, I was just getting to that.
Okay, yeah. Sorry, you stopped. I was like, I'm not looking at the camera. So I was like, no. Get to that. That's my favorite part.
Yeah, one group of passengers that tends to be particularly generous when it comes to tipping, T-Swift fans. So it shows a graph of the average tip amount in New York over the month of May, and then the huge spike from May 27th to May 29th, which is when Taylor Swift was in town for her concerts there in New York. So, yeah, anywhere she goes, she has such a huge effect on the economy and also apparently on tipping. Goes up when she's in town. So
people are happy.
Yes, they are. They lose their minds over T-Swift. That is for sure.
It says, it turns out during that time, an unusual large number of rides were taken to MetLife, where Swift was having 3 sold-out concerts. It also turns out that a tip for the average Swift ride was almost 3 times higher than the average New York area ride. So they're like so excited to go. They're just like 3 times as high.
Don't want the money around.
That's, I think too, though. I think a lot of them tip on percent.
So oh, you think because
it's surging, it's busy.
That's actually a really good point.
That is true. Because I've
noticed that a lot. Like in Grand Rapids, it was a lot of flat, like dollar, $5. Yeah. And here, a lot of people tip on percent.
Yeah. Oh.
That percent, it's funny. I got a story about that. It was like the second year that I was driving, and I picked up these two college girls, and their mom had ordered the ride. And they were just going to the Sigma Nu fraternity, but their mom, I guess, had started typing that in, and you know how it autofills the destination.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she had picked like the Sigma Nu fraternity, like at Purdue University, not Western. So it was going to be like a 6-hour ride. So I was like, you might want to tell your mom to make sure she double checks. Well, apparently she tipped on the percentage and it gave me the tip of what it would have been. I got a $50 tip for a 1-mile ride.
Oh,
damn.
And I even caught, cause I felt bad. I even contacted Uber. I was like, look, this is what happened. She picked the wrong city. Oh. This is a 1-mile ride. I'm sure she doesn't mean to tip. And they never took it back.
Yeah, but I think though, when you give the ride, because you didn't probably get what it initially would have paid you.
No, I didn't get it. I got the tip.
Yeah, but it would adjust the tip to the percent. So she probably was thankful you gave that advice to her kids.
Maybe that might have been it too.
Unless it wasn't a percentage though.
It could have just been a flat.
I guess it was a flat tip because you're right. The percentage would have adjusted.
But why would you tip $50 for a 1-mile ride?
I don't know.
Hey,
people got money that they don't know what to do with.
Well, you can send it all this way. Well, now you know what to do.
You know what though? I feel like there are people though that do tip generously because either A, they've been in the service industry and they know.
Yeah.
You know, or they have that extra just to be like, hey, he's a nice guy. Because I've had that.
I wouldn't even think. Remember, it used to be it wouldn't even let you tip but a certain percentage
of the
total amount. So I don't even know how you could tip $50.
You know what? You're right.
5-mile ride.
I think you can't tip more than what the ride cost.
Right. So, I mean, this ride costs $4.
I wonder if there was just a glitch in the matrix and that.
I don't know. I still got a screenshot of that ride though.
Oh, you do?
Oh yeah.
Oh,
I saved that one.
I'd be interested to see it, to see if what, how long ago was it.
Traveler said I'm too honest.
I know you are. Like, I don't want to steal from anybody, but I'm sorry, I'm hustling out here, you know. Like, if I get a $50 tip, like, I'm just gonna say thank you
and move on.
And move on. Like, obviously if somehow, like, you know, the they took it back, I'd be like, all right, well, I probably didn't deserve it anyway. Yeah. So, you know,
I was a newbie back then. That was in my newbie days.
Oh, you still would have done it. You're too nice.
Probably.
Yeah.
You're too nice. All right, where do we want to go here? Yeah, why don't we just go into the next one, Larry, the toddler one, which is
shitty. Horrible, horrible incident that happened in Texas. An Uber driver is dropping off a family, and they had a young child. The Uber driver dropped him off in the driveway, said the child's mom got out, and then the child got out. He started back up. Apparently, the child had somehow gotten behind his car, and he ran over the young child.
Oh.
And it said she was stuck under the car. So I don't know if he felt, you know, he felt when he hit him and stopped and the car was still on top of him. But apparently, like, it says the adult female and several other adult males tried to remove the juvenile from being stuck. The car was eventually moved by a male. The driver attempted to move the vehicle, but was unsuccessful due to all parties assaulting him and pulling him from the vehicle. So the family, like all the family, started beating the crap out of him, pulled him out. He ended up getting sent to the hospital. Unfortunately, the child ended up passing away, which is just tragic. I can't even imagine, you know, it freaked me out backing up into somebody's garbage can one time. I can't imagine just having to live with the fact that you know, something like this happened, regardless of the fact that it's an accident.
Yeah.
He obviously didn't mean to do it. But just, so, you know, makes you remember that, you know, make sure you know that your way is clear. I know we hustle and we're trying to get them out, get on to the next ride and stuff, but make especially when there's little kids around, they have a tendency to get behind the cars and get where we can't see them.
You know, a vulnerable point for me, I'll say it happened today. So usually when the kids get off the bus, you know, two kids get off, you see them. Mm-hmm. So the one brother and sister, the girl got off. I watched her walk, and then I turned to talk to the brother, and then he walked over, and then I cleared it and started going, but I couldn't see her. She had sprinted, and I was like, I started rolling. I was like, you know, I got mirrors, but if they were close to the grill, I can't see right there. So it is, you gotta be able to pay attention. Now, that guy was getting a lot of hate, but he also was getting a lot of love. Like, hey, you're letting your kid run around when there's moving cars. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, this is a one-year-old child that was killed. So
a one-year-old? How is that one-year-old even moving? Like, I mean, I know some kids walk at one, but
yeah, I mean, if they were close to two, they'd be pretty mobile.
Well, yeah. If you're one in like 11 months, I don't know. It just seems, but I mean,
and they're going to be small. I mean, it's going to be hard to see them. Even with backup cameras and mirrors and all that kind of stuff. And I mean, who knows? The kid could be, you know, reaching under the car or ducking down, or, I mean, kids do all sorts of things. You mean, we just don't, you know, you just don't know.
That's why I feel like I, it's on the parents to watch that kid. Like, I mean, I don't blame the driver, especially if it was wasn't in the backup camera and it, you know, I don't know what the position of the child was, but, it's sad.
It's
all
just
around.
Tragic. It's just a tragic accident. I mean, I'm sure that I can understand the family being emotional and upset, but I mean, pulling him out, it's not like he hit her, not like he was drunk driving or any of that kind of stuff. Like you said, it's your responsibility as a parent, and with a one-year-old especially, you got to be holding on to their hand.
Yeah.
Anytime there's a vehicle around, because they can dart out just in a heartbeat.
Right.
I even do that with adults. Like if I drop off, I wait until they get halfway up to the car before I start backing up.
For sure.
Yeah, I prefer that they walk in front of me so I can see them. But with my new car, my Chevy, it has the most high def backup camera you've ever seen. It's like better than my screen in front of me. It's incredible. Wow. I mean, compared to that Pilot that had it in the rearview mirror and it was like black and white. You know what I mean? You're like, yeah. Is that what is that? Is that somebody behind me? But yeah, I freaking love that thing.
Yeah. So yeah, just a tragedy all around.
Yeah, for sure.
That's super sad.
All right. Let's get done with the sad and let's go to this is when Gabe drops off in Detroit. This is what he doesn't want to happen.
Diamond.
Yeah. Go. You're gonna shoot up the car.
Shoot up the car?
Yeah, go.
What the fuck? What is that? What the fuck is that? What the fuck was that?
He just shot at the car.
For what?
Let me call the police.
Man, fuck this shit. Let me call the police.
Oh my god.
Oh man.
Fuck now, this
that
shit.
Will wake you up.
She's like so calm in the back.
Yeah, she
I
is.
Know.
It's like no big deal for her. It's like this has happened before with her, you know. She's like, oh, go. He's gonna start shooting. You need
he's
to
like,
go.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Like the look on his face the entire time.
Yes.
Yeah, when she was getting in the car, he had a suspicious look on his face. Like mm-hmm. he was feeling something was going on. I don't know. I just noticed that. But yeah, I don't think I can say I've never been shot at.
Yeah,
yeah, no. Never been shot at.
Have you been around the town where you've been like, that's gunshots. I'm going to move.
No,
me either. No. You hear about all the shootings on like I'm follow like a scanner group on Facebook for Grand Rapids. And like every fucking night there's like shooting here, shooting there. And I'm like, I've never been around that. So I'm thankful.
Yeah, I haven't been around it here. I was very close to one up in St. Louis when we were moving my son in to his apartment. Me and my wife were leaving.
Oh, really?
And yeah, I had a trailer behind me that I had to go to this real small turnaround circle. And, it took me a good 15 minutes and like two, three minutes in, my wife's out trying to help me back up. And all of a sudden you hear like eight shots.
Pop,
I
mean, pop.
It was right there. Yeah. And she jumped in and I called my son and told him to go, you know, it's like, are you home yet? Cause he had dropped us off and he's like, I'm gonna stop and get gas. I'm like, no, just go home.
Yeah.
There's just like eight shots. He's like, well, y'all get out of there. I'm like, dude, it's going to take me 15 minutes to turn this thing around. So there's nothing we can do.
Right. We're just going to take our time and lay low.
Keep the doors locked. And then, you know, if worse comes worse, I'm driving through somebody's yard or something.
Right.
We had that Sunday. It was on the news. There was like some shots fired right where I drive downtown.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like right on the north side of campus.
Yeah. Now, I did have one that I pulled up on about, I don't know, it's probably about a month ago.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about.
That's right.
I was dropping this passenger off, and we turned a corner, and not directly across from his house, but across the street and then one house up. They had like all the markings where they marked the casing, the shells. There was like nine of them. This guy had ended up fired off like nine shots at his neighbor across the street.
Oh no.
And I told that dude, I was like, I don't know what's happening, man, but I would hurry up and get inside.
The day I drive and like somebody's either shooting at the car, I'm gonna have to think about what I'm doing.
We have to reevaluate
choices. Yeah. Reevaluate the situations that I put myself in. I think that's part of the reason I don't drive in Detroit, because they talk about, you know, even the riders will tell you, like, you know, you don't stop, right? You just do a roll and stop.
Yeah. That's why I don't drive in Nashville much. I mean, it's getting, you know, worse all the time as it gets bigger. You hear about, you know, carjackings and people getting shot down there. I'm like, it's just not worth it to me.
Yeah.
It's just not worth it. I know Bowling Green. I mean, obviously it could happen here, but the chances are a whole lot less than happening in Nashville.
Right. Well, you hear about that a lot in Detroit with Amazon Flex drivers.
Mm.
Like they're constantly, like they'll go up to a house to deliver these new, you know, starts that they're doing at like 4 a.m.
Oh, no way.
Know? Yeah.
Yeah. And like they do, they have routes at 4:15 in the morning you're picking up. So like they go up to houses and then they come around. You know, put the package on, and then somebody's there with a gun, and they jack the whole your vehicle, all the packages inside. That's why I haven't done Amazon Flex, because I'm like, I don't want to do.
I'm not going on anybody's porch at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
I've done those early ones. It's interesting.
I remember when you did those. Yeah.
It is interesting. It's just
I was scared for you.
You know, there was a couple times it was like 4 a.m. People are just sitting out on their porch.
Oh, they scared the bejeebers out of you.
Scared me. Like when I did those, I probably did maybe 5 of them. Yeah. I never had headphones in. I always had the radio down. I had the windows down. Like I just, it's not like I was worried I was going to get jumped. I didn't want to scare somebody or like someone's getting a drink and I'm just like, oy vey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Scary shit. Well,
it's like, it was even, you know, at night when we would do them and we'd get sent to, you know, BFE.
Yeah.
And what was Pelka? She had a gun pulled on her twice.
Yeah. I feel like that happens less now at night because everyone knows about Amazon now, but they just started the early ones, at least by us, in the last year. So maybe over time people will get used to it, I guess, but I don't know. I'd never get used to like taking a drink in my living room at 3:30 in the morning and some motherfucker's walking up my stairs. I mean, I'm not going to remember in that moment that I ordered something, like, you know,
right.
It's like, geez Louise. But all right, wrapping up here. What you guys is driving this weekend? Gabe, are you driving? Larry?
Yeah, I'm going to be driving.
I will be driving off and on. I said my son's going to have surgery tomorrow, and then he'll be here for about two weeks recovering.
Okay.
So me and my wife will kind of be tag teaming, taking care of him.
Yeah, I got a nice $45 quest for Uber I'm looking forward to this weekend. So I did sign up for it because, like, why not? You never know.
60 rides?
It's for 50 rides, $45.
Mine's better than that, then.
Rolling in the dough up there.
I got a $200 for 60 rides.
Damn. Yeah. I would do it for that. I haven't seen anything from Lyft. Lyft's usually like a day later sometimes. So,
you know what? They didn't even send me one for this week that we're on.
No. Yeah.
They just put one up. It was like 40 rides for $50.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. I'm not as busy on Lyft, but yeah, I'll be out there working. We'll see what happens. I'm not looking.
It's Easter weekend, so we'll see how busy it actually is.
I mean, sometimes a lot of family comes in and they drink, but who knows?
See, and I have the upper hand on it because I do. Well, Larry does too. He does DoorDash and Uber Eats and all of that.
Very free. Not very much.
Yeah, not a lot.
Oh, yeah. See, I do Instacart and DoorDash. I have a schedule.
Yeah.
I think I was just doing my taxes. I think on Grubhub last year, I think I made like $850. So all year. So.
Well, I have next week off for spring break. So I checked all my apps to make sure everything was up to date because I'm not gonna, not gonna do fucking rideshare all week. So I got Spark
app.
Yeah, I got Spark up. I got DoorDash ready to go. Those and I'll probably do Uber Eats too. But
I have to ask because you do Spark. Do you guys just have Walmart or do you have other stores on your Spark one?
There's other stores like AutoZone.
We have AutoZone here.
There's a bunch of other ones, but we don't get very many of anything else. Yeah. At least I don't see it, but all right, guys, thanks so much for joining. If you are a Patreon $10 tier, we'll be on tonight for that for a quick post show chat, so you can join now and be there. It'll be at 9:10, which is in 5 minutes, so check that out, and I will see you guys we will see you guys next week 8:00 Eastern, and as always, don't put up with anyone's bullshit,
and we will see you on the road.
Bye.
Night, everybody.
Night.
This podcast is produced and edited by Hey Guys Media Group. Want to start a podcast? Check out heyguysmediagroup.com.